It's our special birthday broadcast today. We're celebrating 5 years of being on air. And now in studio with me is station manager Noliolo Yoli Ngomani and RX Radio founder Dr. Gabriolo Goiti, who will be chatting about the past 5 years of RX Radio, the work that we do and how we can sustain the station going forward. Both of you, welcome back to the top 10. How are you both doing today?
Thank you for having us, Alex. We're doing well.
We are doing
well.
I'm doing very well. It's so lovely to see from the studio all the parcels of food that the parents are bringing to celebrate the birthday.
Yeah, there's a party going on. There's balloons and numbers and, like you say, food, and the parents have pulled that together. So parents are a special part of the broadcast today. They're helping us celebrate and have our party here. And we've had both of you in before. I think usually we do it every time we have a birthday. So, Gabs, for those listeners who are tuning into RX Radio, maybe for the first time because they've seen the hype around the birthday, they want to find out what it is. Can you give us a brief summary of what RX Radio does and how we've got to where we are?
Yes, Alex, with pleasure. We have been around, yes, 6 or 5 years. 5 years since the first broadcast in May, and six because we started with Yoli and Wayne and Ramabina on the 1st of December 2016. So it's a long time and it's a very short time. And I was just listening now to a message the Minister of Health in the Western Cape, Noma French, and she was actually a long message, a 9-minute long message, saying happy birthday, and actually helped me to remember all the amazing things that we have done. Basic answering your question, what we do, what we have tried to do, look, more or less 34% of the population of South Africa are under 18, so they are children. And you see them everywhere, but at the same time, you don't see them. Children are quite invisible. I think what RX Radio have tried to do and continues trying to do is to provide a space, to provide a platform where children's voices can be heard and children's voices can engage on things that are important to them. It sounds so simple and so common sense. However, that's what have been make us busy for so long, to try to create this space and to be truth to the voices of kids. And at the moment, we have trained, Yoli, help me,
135
kids. I was saying when we start, maybe we were, I think, well, in the first intake, I think we were 12, 14. Mm-hmm. And I remember the name of everybody. I still remember, but I confuse now. I say one name and I'm talking to another person, and the same with the parents. But that's what we do. What we do is providing them the opportunity mm-hmm. to talk. And the second thing is we are based in hospitals. We are based at Red Cross, that's our mother station, but we are also at Brooklyn Chest in the Western Cape and in Paul Hospital, also in the Western Cape. So saying that we are based at the hospital means that we are working with children that have chronic conditions. And that's another unique thing, where children with chronic conditions manage to tell their stories, to improve through their stories, health care delivery, and to make decisions around issues that involve their health. So let's go to you because I'm talking too much, as always.
Well, I mean, you spoke about how it all started, and part of that was when you met Yoli. And Yoli, you started out at RX Radio as the senior content producer, and now you're the station manager. So it's been quite a journey over the past 5 years. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Where do I start? It's 5 years, you think it's a very short time, but a lot can happen in 5 years. So I think the journey for me has been exciting and challenging at the same time. But I think I want to highlight that it has been a lot of growth, and mostly positive growth. And I think for me, consistently, RX Radio has proved itself as a place that certainly has purpose. So I enjoy my time here and I learn a lot while I'm here. And I enjoy being a part of, you know, a young voice. I think it's seldom that, you know, you hear children being, you know, listened to and having a platform to communicate things that matter to them. So I think I like being part of activism and advocacy as well. So voices are usually marginalized, bringing them to the fore. So I think it's something that's exceptional, and it's something that I think the people should take notice of, because it's something that's needed to make a better country.
I mean, you don't need to convince me. Obviously, OX Radio is incredible. I need no convincing, but I think anyone who's listening will be convinced from what both of you have said. So let's talk about support now. If people want to get in contact, if they want to support OX Radio, I mean, we've established why it's so important, but if there's anything you want to add to that, and then how do they support?
Look, I think it would be extremely sad if an organization like OX Radio have to go under. I have to go under not because of the excellency of their work or the accolades and prizes that they have won or the incredible amount of people that have supported us during these last 6 years, from donors to hospital to parents to friends, etc., etc. So I think we are going through a very difficult time in fundraising because of COVID, because global issues that are affecting donors to be able to put money in things. We are competing with so many other needs. Look at the Daily Maverick. We have been seeing what have been reported about the state of public health in the Canary Public Hospital. We see the infrastructure in KwaZulu-Natal, how it collapsed through the rains and the climate change issues. So obviously we understand that we are competing with critical needs. But having said that, I think we need to look at the need to support and advocate for children's voices as a critical human right need, children's rights need. And because of that, I think it's critical that as individuals, as government, as corporate, and as our communities and organizations, we look to support in whatever way we can. I was saying, look at all this stuff that is coming now from the parents for the birthday. But it's not about the amount. It's about the saying, I want this to keep on going. So even if you can support with 10 rands, that's good. So I think, yes, there are critical things that need to be supported, but RX Radio is one of them.
And then if people want to support, how can they do that? Yoli?
Yeah. Before I get to that, I think for me, the theme is very important today, sustaining RX Radio. I think it's becoming more intentional now in our communication. It is a call. It is a plea for us. We're trying to say to, you know, donors out there, philanthropists, to the people that are supporting RX Radio, can they be intentional in assisting us in what we do? And as Gav has said, that there's a lot of competing factors in what we do, and we understand that they're critical, but we also think our drive as well is similar to those. And I think with COVID, the past 2 years have been tough, you know. As RX Radio, we have managed to sustain ourselves and build on, you know, social sustainability, make sure that our institutional sustainability works perfectly. But now the struggle is the financial sustainability. So I think for me, it's just calling on people and making sure that regardless of us going through this difficult time, that we can see that they mean, you know, a lot to us, and they can come through to the party and support RX Radio. And another thing is to highlight to people that RX Radio is donor-driven. So to the donors out there, please accept our proposals. I don't know how many proposals the team has sent this year, but it seems that we're receiving the same response. And I think it's quite disheartening based on what Gabs was talking about the work that we do, about its value and the difference it makes to young people. So for me, please head on our website. There is a donate button on our homepage, actually in all of our pages. Click there. I know it can be a task, but please be patient with the process. Then it will tell you what to do. There are instructions there. I know other people sometimes where they say, oh, why is it taking us to the trust? Remember, RX Radio was funded by the trust for the last 6 years, and the trust is currently helping us now with processing the funds because we currently do not have the SAT certificate. So please do wait, and then it will show you how to donate there. Do donate to the trust, but make sure that you create your reference and say donating to RX Radio or RX Radio donation, put your name there, we will receive the funds. And also another thing that I want to highlight, we are working on revamping our website to make sure that process is more simpler so that you don't have to be like, oh, what did she say? What was she explaining even now? I don't know. But it's something that you can do. And also if you're not sure how to do it, you can contact us and then we can take you through the process. You can call the station. We are here from 8:30 until 4:30 during the week, and yeah, we can happily assist you. But all we want to say to you is it is now that we need your assistance and your support, and NGOs can only thrive with the support of its community and the beneficiaries that it serves. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. I think that's got the message out. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. We'll, I'm sure, chat again soon, next birthday.
Yes. Hopefully, yes. Hopefully before then. Guess,
thank
right?
you so much, yeah. And happy birthday, Arix Radio.
Awesome. Arix Radio Rocks.
Thanks, guys.